Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Our question, what happened because it was cold? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So you guys remember like 20 years ago when camping out for Black Friday was a big thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, massive.
Back when I lived in Minnesota, my friends and I decided that we were going to go do the Black Friday thing and headed there at like... 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving and set up in line. I was dressed in like all of my sweaters that I owned, and we had blankets and sleeping bags and everything, so we were all decked out ready to go, and it was still cold. I want to say it was like 0 degrees out.
We were
good, but at about midnight this girl shows up, and she's dressed in basically like jeggings and one of those like teeny tiny fashion jackets with like a little fringe of fur on the hood and nothing really insulation wise.
So
she's hanging out there with her friends or whatever, and she ends up just passing out. Ambulances show up. So she actually had hypothermia. She was so cold standing out waiting for Black Friday that she got taken away in an ambulance.
Damn.
You'd think if you lived in Minnesota, you know better than that's not the time to do fashion.
If you're going to spend the night when the sun is down
right
in Minnesota in November, that is so stupid to me.
But don't they have, isn't that like one of the biggest indoor malls in North America, in Minneapolis?
Yeah, that's the Mall of America. We were at a much smaller one outside. It was a Best Buy, actually, so it's like not much infrastructure there.
Okay. Now, all right. When you were in line, because you said Best Buy, it's Black Friday, they're going to do their deals. Were you there for you, or were you buying gifts?
I wasn't even really there for me. I ended up buying like a hard drive or something because I didn't have any money. I was broke in college. So like I was just there for the experience, really. So.
And how was it? Like when they opened the doors that morning, like 6 o'clock, whatever. I mean, are people just losing their minds to go flying into the store?
There were people like breaking rules and everything going up. They were handing out tickets at this point. Like, so they didn't really have the big, like, shoot everybody, fight everybody, rush in the door, but like they'd go out and hand out some tickets for people for the big items, and so like the first 30 people get something, and there's like one guy who kept cutting in line, coming up front, taking tickets and bringing them back, and he actually got kicked out by like a kind of mob rule thing.
And it's funny because it used to be people went crazy as far as Christmas shopping went. It was Christmas Eve, right? So Black Friday was a thing, but anytime I saw the news, and the first time I saw violence break out for Christmas shopping in the news, it wasn't a Black Friday thing. It was the year of Tickle Me Elmo. All right. So it had been released like 85 maybe or whatever it was. But they released Tickle Me Elmo. It's all the rage. I don't know much about it because I'm just at the perfect age. Do not care one way or another. But I'm watching the news with my parents, man.
Are you sure? You thinking about Cabbage Patch?
Cabbage Patch
was massive. And then the 90s, I was just old enough to not want a Tickle Me Elmo. But that was a craze, too.
But it was... So they show it's these two women. This is like December 23rd, all right? So it's one of those deals where you had known that this toy was the hot product, but like a lot of parents, and this is pre-Amazon and all that, so you couldn't order it in advance, they just didn't get around to buying. So they're at the store to get whatever's left of either Cabbage Patch or Tickle Me Elmo. And it's just like these two housewives, man, and they are throwing haymakers in the middle of the aisle, and I could not believe my eyes. I'm like 16 or 17. I'm like, because they both had their hands on the last whatever it was.
Yeah.
And you see them tugging, and there's the news voiceover. And I mean, these ladies are throwing blows that would knock you the F out, man. And they're just going and going. I remember the box ripped, the toy hit the ground, and I'm like, my God.
Okay.
So I remember my dad looked at me and just said, see, when your brother and you were growing up, if we were in that situation, you just didn't get the toy. Like, I ain't fighting anybody over a goddamn toy for my child. It never happened.
I'll wait. Is that era gone? The era of waiting in line for something? Because the last I can remember a story, and it's based on the fact of just how people shop. So with the brick and mortar thing, maybe the last story I remember is a new iPhone coming out. And people standing in line for a new iPhone or whatever. But, like, for an example, let's just assume
they'll still do it with certain phone releases, I've seen, because the way they do it is, like, inevitably you can order this online, but it's much better publicity for us to say, look, 3 days before it's going to be released to everybody, so to speak, you can get it exclusively at these stores, and you get those ridiculous lines. And it's funny because these people, they go in, they get their phone, and then when they leave, it's deathly quiet because they're all just staring at a screen and walk out of the store.
I mean, it's kind of coming back with certain things, especially with tennis shoes. Nike made kind of a mistake. I was reading an article, like, basically during the pandemic, they just closed down all their stores because everything was online, and they just didn't expect, especially with shoes, like, people like to buy them in person.
Yes.
So, like, they
like to try on these shoes.
Right.
Correct. Like, there's certain Air Maxes I can buy because I know exactly how it fits. I have pairs of different colors. But Nike, actually, they're like, man, we kind of made a mistake because they closed down all their stores. And then they took a lot of stuff off the shelves. So then you have, like, Dick's Sporting Goods, which is massive. And they're like, well, we already gave this shelf space to, like, Adidas or somebody else.
So,
I think certain elements, people are definitely will wait in line and go back.
Right. And just, the idea of buying a ticket. So, okay, let's just say that the Seahawks make it to the Super Bowl. And let's just assume that the Super Bowl this year or wherever is going to be in Seattle. Now, when those tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. or whatever it is, you can't go down to the stadium and stand in line and buy a ticket. If there's some concert you want to see at Climate Pledge Arena, they say tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 through Ticketmaster and Ticketmaster outlets, right? That's an outlet. But there's nobody sitting in a box down there.
Not anymore, no.
Selling tickets. So as far as standing in line to buy something, like, I would stand in line to buy a ticket to see a team that I really cared about or a concert that I really cared about. So the experience, but other than that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not standing in line to go shopping
Last time I even stood in line, and it was an overnight deal, but Kiss was doing the reunion tour in like 96, 97. So it's the first time all the original members are getting back together, and you still got paper tickets then. I lived in Baltimore, so I went to the Baltimore Arena. Probably 2,000 other people down there, and like just didn't go to sleep, but we spent the night out there. Got down there at midnight. I want to say it was a 10 o'clock deal, right? And it was kind of a cool experience because everyone has a common interest and everyone's just trading stories, but a lot of us had never seen the original lineup in spite of having liked the band. So literally waited. And what are they like waiting in line overnight? You're just kind of in a place when you get there, but you knew you get their tickets early. But it was different because if you were a scalper back then, you still had to wait in line with everybody else.
Yeah.
And you could go up and pay in cash if you wanted to buy 50 tickets and
well,
sell
that,
later.
That, but that's exactly what I was going to say. I would prefer, just on fairness alone, that if you wanted to go buy a ticket to a sporting event, you had that option. Now, maybe it's two tickets per person, so you can't go and buy eight.
Right.
I feel like but some it, of it, they used know, to limit it.
Yeah. You know, like, but if you buy two apiece, sure. If you need four tickets, you bring two friends.
And that was the whole deal, right?
Yeah, and that way, look, you're going to get face value for the ticket. You're going to be able to get your tickets if you're willing to do that. And there's a certain amount of tickets that are allocated just so to say for the general public. Instead of like, you got to have this code, you got to do this, you got to go on this, right. You got to do that.
Download our app.
You got to sign up for the such and such club. And then you can, you know, register a day early to blah, 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 blah. Like, I just want to buy the ticket.
That's all I want. I want to give you my money.
I want to go to the show.
That's it.
I want to buy the ticket. And if I knew that I could go to a window and wait in line, yeah, I'd give it a shot.
Well, it was also like a tailgate, right? It's like HFS. Back where we grew up, like they had HF Festival, which is this massive music festival every year.
Yeah.
So like they had in 1999, they were like, we're going to have two because the world might end. Right? We were legit. We weren't, you know, Y2K. So but when you would wait in line at the whatever music store it was in College Park, it was almost like a tailgate all night because people are camping out. You're hanging out.
And it becomes a party.
Yeah.
I mean, it absolutely does.
And, but Miles is right. That's just what you did. And then you had to hope by the time you got to that.
Right.
They still had some there.
I remember as a kid, because most of the movie theaters only had two screens. It was a big deal if they had four, right? But every time a new Star Wars movie came out, my mom made it up. We're going day of. And we would wait in that line for 3 hours. Did not care because I was like that excited to see the movie. So you could buy your tickets in advance. And the people formed a line while the other showing is going on. And you just waited and waited and waited. And they finally opened the doors, and we would bum rush and sit down and like, all that's done.
Look, we would take we would drive to Pittsburgh and go to either Sam Goody or Tower Records. So,
yeah.
Number one, you went there because you were buying music,
mm-hmm.
right? But say you went there in the spring. So the idea was all the money that you saved up, you could buy all of your CDs, all of your cassettes, all of those things. But there was a ticket sale there as well.
Yep.
So, it was an amphitheater called Star Lake Amphitheater, which is the equivalent of a, you know, White River Amphitheater. And you'd say, okay, look, these are the shows that they've got booked right now. And we're going to buy tickets to this one, and this
mm-hmm.
one. So by the time you left the record store, half the reason you went there was to get music. The other half
buy tickets
was because you're buying tickets to go to a show. And it was the coolest thing to go into a because I would buy the stuff of the bands that I would
that
buy,
you're going to go see.
That yeah. I bought the tickets for. Because I wanted to know their entire catalog. There's a couple things I didn't have.
Normal people don't do it, but the only thing I can think of sporting event that you still really wait for is students for student section tickets.
And that makes sense. That's
right?
Free.
Like, because Duke plays in that tiny little Cameron Indoor Arena, so they still have Shuseskyville or whatever they call it. Or, like, I mean, if you go to Penn State on like a whiteout weekend, I've been there and there's kids camped out because they want
to. Students have to wait to buy tickets.
Because you get tickets, but if you want to be up front or have a good seat, like gotcha, so for right, Duke, gotcha. Basically, gotcha. If you don't wait as a student, you're probably not going to get a ticket.
You're not getting it, no.
And then Penn State's stadium's big enough, but those kids, you know, you want to be, look, my nephew's doing it right now, right? If it's anything Ole Miss, he wants to be there, and then that's what they do. They go to the stadium the night before, mm-hmm. plus he's only 20, so whatever, it's not a fraternity, he's got like a whole little crew of friends, but his job on game day is to him and his two other buddies have to get tickets, and they're the ice boys for the day.
Is Ole Miss, are they part of that khaki button-up t-shirt club?
If you're in a fraternity, I'm almost positive you wear khakis and a button.
All right.
But I think that's just the Greek culture.